So what was your reaction to the news today?
Well, I didn't hear about it until we were in the offensive meeting, so it was pretty short notice and pretty shocking, honestly. But, you know, prayers and thoughts are with Coach Kill and his family. I know Coach Clays will do a great job. They got a great staff there. It's just really unfortunate and, you know, sad to see it happen.
What did he mean to you whenever you were there?
Yeah, for me, you know, he was like a father figure for me. You know, I really don't know how to describe it. We were real close. We talk every week, even still. And, you know, Coach Kill is near and dear to my heart. So this is kind of tough for me. And I know, you know, a lot of guys are having trouble with it. But it's something that, you know, you got to take time and, you know, you got to get healthy. And like I said, our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Have you talked to any of the players who are kind of currently there?
I haven't. Not yet. I mean, obviously, we kind of got a full day here. Yeah. And they got a full day. So I'm sure, you know, they're going to try and go about it as normal, and Coach Claves will do a great job, like I said, and, you know, that staff's ready and always, you know, prepared for anything. So they're, you know, hopefully they can do well, and, you know, like I said, just sorry to see it.
How tough was it 2 years ago when he had to take that time off and everything, and then he was in the press box for a while and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, that was tough, but it really wasn't that tough because Coach Kill is the type of guy that's always around. He wants to be there, and he was. As much as, you know, people said he took a leave, he was not gone very long. You know, he was always at practice or watching from the box or something. So he was there, and you know, we got to see him and talk to him, and it was tough, but, you know, he's a great man and a father figure for a lot of people. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough great things about him. He's done a lot for this program, for this state. You know, the state of Minnesota should be jacked to really, you know, have him and that staff here, and they should be honored.
Can you elaborate more about what kind of coach he was off the field?
Well, off the field, like I said, I mean, he was a father figure for me. You know, football obviously is very important in his life, but it wasn't number one, you know, which is something that as a parent, I'm sure a lot of parents were like, wow, this is a great guy, a great man, you know, because he taught so many things other than football, and that was huge in his program.
Isaac, when was your first encounter with Kill?
First encounter was probably junior college, my first year, the spring, met Coach Kill. It was right when he got the job at Minnesota, you know, so it was pretty neat. You know, he's a great guy, great man, and, you know, got a lot of energy, so, you know, it's kind of sad to see what's going on, and, you know, I hope that he's all right.
I assume he was a big factor in your decision to go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Is that safe?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Kill, like I said, he reminded me of my dad being a coach. He reminded me of my father, and, I, you know, it was just something that was made Minnesota very attractive for me. Obviously, I wanted to go there, but Coach Kill, just being a tremendous man, made it so much more easier. And like I said before, he was more about making sure that the player's all right, and, you know, everything off the field is more important, really, than football.
With all he had going on health-wise, were you ever able to detect that maybe he wasn't having a great day or he didn't have as much energy?
That's a good question. Honestly, it was tough to tell sometimes because he's probably one of the strongest human beings I've ever met in my life. You know, you look at him and he's kind of looks rough. He's been through a lot, honestly. I mean, I don't mean to come at him personally, but that he's been through a lot of things, and he's had a tough life, and he's just the way he's overcome things. You know, it's hard to see things like this happen, but, you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, we're praying for him.
But what has he done for the state of Minnesota?
He's done great things. You know, that program's really turned around over there. They got a great staff out there, and he's done a really good job.
Your brother is on the staff. I know you probably haven't talked to him, but
I have not.
But what's it kind of like going? Can you imagine being in his shoes? Like the
not
uncertainty
really, yeah.
Right now?
I kind of want to call him, but I'm kind of letting him be. See how he's doing. But he'll be all right. Mm-hmm.
Is there any part of this? I mean, obviously, it's not good news. But is there any part of this that's kind of like a little bit happy that at least he's taking care of himself before things do?
Yeah, it's always good to see. You know. It's obviously sad that we're losing a good coach and even better man, but, you know, he has health issues, and it can be scary, and we wish him nothing but the best, and I'm glad he's doing it for himself and his family.
Because you got there, you didn't play under him.
I did not.
But right, and then you just got to know him kind of afterward, you know, using the facilities, all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's been great with alumni. He always welcomes us back. I've sat in meetings in spring ball every year, so.
Would you like to see him stay with the university in some capacity if he could?
Of course. He's done great things, and that'd be great.
said that one of his greatest strengths that's unknown is his ability to fundraise. Have you had any experience with that and how he's able to now? I mean, they're opening Athletes Village this Friday.
Or yeah, I've heard, I've heard he's done a lot of really good things with that. So it's really, really good to see.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it. I guess thoughts on that, just based on how sudden it was.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. For someone who's spent, you know, his whole life doing everything for everyone around him, I guess I'm just happy that he finally gets to do what's best for him, and very thankful for everything that he's given to the university.
I know it's a lot different from pro to college because college you're just so attached to your coaches.
Right.
I mean, what are some of the things that I guess really struck a chord with you and Coach Kill over the years?
Yeah. Selflessness, you know, going through his whole situation, but still doing everything he could to make sure that his players were taken care of, and you know, teams that I was on for the 3 years that I played for him, we were very thankful and very happy that was the case.
How hard is it just based on how much you've seen him go through over the years, and it's something that the guy loves to do and he's just not able to do because of physical?
Right. Yeah, you know, part of me's happy, you know, happy that he can finally focus on him, finally, you know, get better. But at the same time, I know how much it's killing him, you know, and that part definitely hurts.
What do you say he's done for not only the University of Minnesota, but just Minnesota in general?
A lot, you know, just the energy as far as football there. He took it to a new level, flipped that program around in 2.5 years. And, man, it's just a really unfortunate situation.
What's kind of your go ahead.
Clay's is taking over on an interim basis. Obviously, working closely with him, program in good hands for now.
They'll be fine, you know. They've been together for however many years, and obviously nobody expected the situation to happen, but they're prepared for it. And, you know, I'm sure Sauvell will be bumped up as far as the defensive coordinator spot goes, and the players will be in great hands.
What are some of the things that I guess Tracy brings to the table, because you've just worked so closely with him being a defensive guy too?
He's a genius, you know, and that word gets thrown around a lot, you know, when it comes to coaches, but he's unbelievable. And the players will be very prepared to play Michigan, I believe it is this week. Yeah, they'll be ready to go.
When the time does come, would you like to see Tracy get a crack at getting that job permanently as head coach?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not sure if that's something he wants to do. I don't know if he's quoted on that in the past, but yeah, absolutely.
Ernie will be the head coach, and there's a lot of things to kind of figure out for Coach Gill. But would you like to see him stay in some part with the university?
Yeah, but not until this situation is taken care of, you know. That needs to be the priority, and I'm sure it will be. But knowing him, I don't think he'll be able to get too far from it, from the game of football in some way.